It's time for our Copan Coach's Corner. Evan Farbach with Hornet Head Boys Basketball Coach Kevin Foreman. Copan has obviously been on winter break along with most of the other clubs we covered across Northeast Oklahoma last couple of weeks. As we talked about the last time we spoke with Coach Foreman, Copan riding a four-game winning streak as we enter the winter holiday. They actually play on Monday on the road at Scheidler. And Coach, what have you guys been doing over winter break? Obviously, I'm sure you've given your boys some time off. I'm sure they've been in the gym some. If you could just kind of run down the schedule of what the Hornets have been up to.
Yep, no problem. We go to Scheidler next Monday. Got in the gym. Gave the players about 2 weeks off since we had a longer break this year. We got in the gym yesterday and we'll work out all this week and just try to fine tune what we were doing, what we kind of caught fire with there at the last 10 days of the first part of the season. So it'll just be mainly just a lot of fine tuning, and we'll put some stuff in that we'll use in playoffs that we'll tinker with between now and February. So it's been a good break, and the kids really, they deserve it because they worked hard for about 5 straight weeks. So it was a good break.
Anything in particular you've been working on? I know the last time you and I talked to you, you'd mentioned you made a little change in the offense that resulted in some better scoring opportunities for you after you had lost those few games kind of in mid-December, and obviously it paid off the last couple weeks. What have you been working on?
A lot of what we're working on right now is a lot of ball handling, because our turnover rate is still kind of high, and that's something I kind of expected. It's unfortunately been a kind of a thorn the first half of every year that I've coached, and we've always seemed to, right after coming back from Christmas, those numbers get better. So we've been working a lot on that, a lot of rebounding. The rebounding is the first 4 games was just atrocious, just not really, I don't want to say fundamentals, but a lot of what we're doing right now is just, getting back to basics, and that's kind of what we use Christmas break for, is basics and getting in shape. But we do fine-tune our sideline trap and a lot of that stuff that we use on our half-game defense.
Another game against Scheidler right out of the break on Monday. You guys have already played them once. That was all the way back in mid-November. Got an 18-point victory at home. Guys go on the road, I would guess. Maybe a chance to kind of view this game as a measuring stick. You get to play them once a couple of months apart, so maybe you can see how far you've come.
Right. You're absolutely right there. excuse me. I expect a much tighter game. I will say this. That first game was tight for a while, and then we kind of extended the lead on. We got up almost 30 points, and that's when I unloaded the bench. And so I do expect them to be a whole lot better at home. They had a new coach this year, so, that's kind of typical. A lot of times a basketball team, after they get a new coach, after a month or two of the season, they've got a better grasp of what that coach wants from them. So I expect a much tighter game over there, and it's also an opportunity for us to get better as well. So looking forward to it.
Copan head coach Kevin Foreman, Hornets 6-4, riding that 4-game winning streak coming out of the break on Monday at Scheidler, also with games next week against Woodland and Hominy. And we'll talk more with Coach Foreman about that on the next edition of our Coach's Corner. Coach, appreciate it. Best of luck next week.
No, thank you, Evan.